You sound like you're in the next room, my friend, like way far away.
Do I? Oh, you know why?
I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to hear your question. There you go.
Man, you know, I forgot. I got a communist setup here, brother, and I forgot.
There you
are. Yeah. Yeah, I do, man. If you ever get into the station here, you'll see what I'm talking about. I'm so old school, it ain't even funny, man.
Good. Old school is good.
Yeah.
Old school is good. Yeah. Well, there, now I hear.
Yeah. Oh yeah, man. I forgot to. There's so much to do in here, and I'm by myself most of the time that I forget things. But I'm glad we got it right now, man. So
I'm excited. I'm excited. We're gonna be headed your way tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I can't wait. I can't wait to get there.
Man, I am so excited too, brother. Now you have a. I just want to go over a few things with you. I mean, you have
sure.
such a illustrious career here, and I know many people know you from the TV show as Bo Duke. And by the way, man, right. I'm going to apologize ahead of time because when my wife sees you, she's probably going to just flip out, and I'm sure you don't ever get that kind of stuff.
So. Well, good. No, I like
that. I'm sure that never happens to you.
No, never. Hardly.
Right.
Hardly ever.
Yeah, she's
hardly ever.
She's idolized Bo Duke forever. That's all I hear about. So, but that's great, man.
I love.
I'm sure. Now, I'm gonna just be honest with you, man. I was more of the Daisy Duke fan type person. So, no, don't take offense to that, man. Just
no, I don't take offense.
I'm just kidding. All right, look, I want to get to all of that stuff, man, and we'll talk about all that great stuff, and we're gonna talk about the Strand and everything. But, man, honestly, I would like to find out, like, right now, man, the John Schneider right now. The passion that he has right now. What's going on with John right now, man? That's I want to know what's driving John right now. That's what I want to know, man.
What's driving John is the same thing it's always been driving him. I'm doing the music, loving the music. We recorded 72 songs last year.
Wow.
So I could get back in the music business and tell great stories. So we've got songs written by some of the greatest songwriters in Nashville. So to clarify, I did not write all of these songs. Nobody can write 72 songs in a year.
Right.
That are worth listening to. So we're talking about Paul Overstreet and Chuck Cannon and Bobby Tomberlin and Bill Anderson and on. Great guys.
Wow.
So I'm just a storyteller. That's what drives me. And of course we're doing our big event here in April.
The Bo Extravaganza, right?
Yeah.
Now, is that going to be on your property in Holden, in Louisiana? Is that where
it's going to be? Yeah, that's going to be at John's place here in Holden. And
awesome.
We've got music and food, and we've got car jumps. In fact, we just signed, there was a Smoking the Bandit jump to honor Burt Reynolds that was going to happen in Detroit that for some reason from in the world of politically correctness, which seems very politically incorrect to me. They weren't going to allow them to jump there. So they're going to come here and jump the Smoking the Bandit car to honor Burt Reynolds.
Awesome.
I think it's fantastic.
Awesome.
And we've got Kid Rock coming in to play, do a couple of songs on an acoustic guitar.
Really?
On Sunday the 7th. Yeah. He's been a Dukes fan for a long time. And he's been a friend for a long time. So he's coming down to help celebrate my birthday. So I think that's pretty cool.
That's very cool, man. Very cool. Now,
yeah.
One of the things, and I was going to get to this, but since you mentioned it just now, man, one of the things I know from just watching a few videos that you have done, your Facebook videos and stuff, is you're very adamant about the country, your country, and your faith, and you know, family. I mean, you're
absolutely.
And you have a strong conviction about that, man, and I like that, man, because we're about that as well.
Well,
we're about that as well.
So out of hand. It's so odd.
What's
going on out there in the world? How everybody's so offended by everything, and we used to just call it we didn't agree with somebody. You know, I think the definition has changed now. If you say something, I don't agree with. If you say, well, you know, I love hot dogs, and I say I love hamburgers, we just have a I love hamburgers, you love hot dogs.
Right.
But nowadays, like, the fact that you love hot dogs offends me.
Right.
Come on. Give me a break.
Right. I always say it all the time, man. I say HLE Radio is not a politically correct radio station. It's never going to be, man. We don't do politically correct here. We don't. And
good,
we
I'm
won't,
glad.
Man. No, yeah. So that's never going to happen here. John, something that some folks might not know, man, and I'm going to be honest with you, I didn't know this until just a little bit ago. You co-founded the Children's Miracle Network.
I sure did.
I didn't realize that
5 years ago.
Yeah, man, that is phenomenal, man. Y'all have raised more than $4.7 billion already.
Yes, and folks, if you're listening, he did say billion with a B,
yes.
Not million with a
B. Yes, Unbelievable, man.
Yeah.
Congratulations. That is just
thanks.
That's and you know what, John, I think that's something that people might not realize with everything that you do. They might not even realize that how involved with that you are. I mean, to co-found that and all the good that has done, like you said, billion with a B.
We've been around now for 35 years. We raise money for children's hospitals all throughout the United States and Canada. And it's been an amazing thing because every year we raise more than we did the prior year. So we have grown every year.
Man, that's
fantastic. And that's hard. That's hard. A lot of companies, not anybody can really say that. We continue to grow every year. It's a wonderful organization.
Right.
All the money that we raise stays locally, stays where in the area where it's raised. Mm-hmm. So probably the money that's raised in where you are, where I'll be tomorrow, would go to New Orleans Children's Hospital. It's a great children's hospital, wonderful facility.
Awesome, man.
I visited it for Christmas, so it's
that's fantastic.
It's a great thing to be part of.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. Now I enjoy what I do. You know, I love the music, and we make movies here, and we do all kinds of things. And I think now that the movie that won the Best Picture was shot in Louisiana, I'll bet you we'll have more movie business coming back.
Well, that's one of the things I wanted to get to as well, John. You just keep getting to my questions before I get to them, man. But that's great. You're reading. you have ESPN this morning, so
you're reading my mind.
Working
on my ESPN.
Yeah, yeah. So you have a set. You have movie sets out there that you build, correct? And they film out on your property, right?
Yeah, we film out here. We have not filmed in a while, and we won't do it again until after the extravaganza.
Okay.
But yeah, we have a. When I first came to this property here, and I'm calling it John's Place now. I just love it.
Yeah.
First thing that filmed here was a commercial for the Louisiana Tourism Department because it's so versatile. We've got swamps, we've got rivers, we've got fields, we've got hills, we've got lakes and ponds, and it kind of has everything visually that Louisiana has to offer. So it's a great place to come for, especially independent filmmakers when they're trying to stretch their dollars.
Right.
Because you can come here and film and not have to put everything in a truck and drive somewhere else.
Right, right.
You know, just here it's kind of like, we call it movie camp.
Oh, cool.
It's a special kind of person that doesn't mind picking up the camera and picking up some sandbags and walking 20 yards to go to another location.
Right.
So I love it here. And the folks that have filmed here, quite a few movies have filmed here. After the floods in 2016, the business was hurt a little bit. But like I said, I think it's all coming back now. Especially in light of the Academy Awards the other night. So I'm looking forward to welcoming more independent filmmakers to John's backyard here, to John's Place, and I think we're going to have a great year. But we have to get the extravaganza behind us. Oh, my gosh, what an undertaking that is.
Right. I can only imagine, man. I am gonna be out. I'm coming to the extravaganza, man.
Yeah, really
am. Yeah, I am.
See Tom Wopat and Byron Cherry, and I'll be here, and the Bandit car. We've got a kit car coming.
Cool.
We've got so far we've got 60 General Lees registered. We're hoping to have 100 General Lees here on site.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
It's pretty great. Pretty, pretty great. A bunch of other great cars. We've got the Hazard Horsepower coming in from Tennessee. That's a car show, and all that's going to be great fun. But tomorrow night, I'm going to be in your town.
Yes, you will, man. Yes, you will. And
we're just about to get to that question.
Yeah, we're excited about that. Well, actually, I was going to get to it, man. I'm just having fun catching up on all this other stuff with you, man. I'm trying to cram in everything I want to ask, because I know your time is limited. So I don't want to. You probably have 40 other radio stations waiting to talk to you right after this.
Wow.
So.
I know.
Hey, I got to ask you one thing though before we get to the concert again. I know you're currently still on that primetime series, the Have and Have Nots. Correct? You're still doing that?
Yes.
Okay.
Still doing the Haves and Have Nots. Okay. Love that.
Yeah.
Tyler Perry.
I'm just wondering, how do you fit that in with everything else you're doing? How do you where do you film that in? I mean, how does that work?
We film that in Georgia.
Georgia, okay. So,
yeah, it's tight. It's tight, but you know, you do what you have to do. You fit it in with a shoehorn. we don't do that show, but when we do the Haves and Have Nots, it's I try not to do anything else. Of course, this last time I was doing Dancing with the Stars at the same time. That was rough.
Wow.
I would never do that again. I would never do, if I ever do Dancing with the Stars again, I know that that needs to be the only thing I do. I mean, I won't even take the trash out when I'm doing Dancing with the Stars.
Now, was that in California, the Dancing with the Stars? Was that in Hollywood? Yeah.
Yep.
So you're Hollywood, Georgia, Hollywood, Georgia? Back and forth?
Hollywood, Georgia.
Wow, man.
Oh, it was something. But I'm glad I did it. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
With the Haves and Have Nots, we film only a month a year.
Oh, okay. Well.
So gotcha. So it's not easy, because it's they're like all at least 12-hour days, but it's only for a month a year. It's not like Dukes. Dukes was 12-hour days, 5 days a week. 10 months a year.
Wow. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Lots of fun.
Yeah. Speaking of the Dukes, man, I seen where we lost Roscoe, man. James Best was, he just passed.
Well, he passed away a couple of years ago.
Oh, was it? That must have been an old
Yeah,
post,
but
then.
I think it just popped up. People have been sending me their condolences lately, and I'm thinking.
I just seen that, man. Yeah. And when I seen that, I could have swore it was a couple of years ago. And I said, well, maybe I missed it, and maybe I dreamed that or something. So it was
it was
a couple of years ago. Yeah, I thought I was correct.
It definitely was.
But somebody, but I seen a post
right.
a couple of days
about,
before.
You were right about being right. You weren't wrong about being right.
Man, days lately have been flying, man. But anyway, okay. So you're going to be here Friday night, man, and people are going to be able to meet and greet you at 6 o'clock if they get the meet and greet ticket.
Get the meet and greet ticket, come on out,
and
ask me some questions, we'll have a big time, and then come to the concert. It's so much fun. We do songs from I had a bunch of number one songs actually back in the 80s, so we don't do covers. I don't come in and do...
Excellent.
Yeah, I don't do that. I don't believe in that. I come in, I do my music from the 80s, and then a bunch of the new music, and... since I have now recorded the theme song to the Dukes of Hazzard, that is no longer a cover for me. So there you go.
Right. Damn, man, that's excellent. You, if I remember, I'm trying. I think you had four number ones, if I'm not mistaken.
I sure did.
Yeah. Okay.
Four number one songs.
Cool. I remember, man, because back in the day, and I say back in the day, man, but I know I put many a Wild Turkey and Seven down to a couple of them. Just saying.
Nah. That's what a good country song is for.
Yes, it is, brother. I do remember that. But in fact, though, man, if you would go out to my vehicle right now and look at my playlist, there you are still in my playlist and have been forever. So
I love that.
Yeah, that's a fact, man. I can definitely verify and prove that, not because you're on the phone with me, but it's always been there. So, man, I am looking forward to meeting you. I am looking forward to hearing your music live. And I can't thank you enough for calling in, John. I really appreciate it.
You are so welcome. I can't. I will see you. I'll see you at the Strand.
Yeah. Oh, and I'll see you at the ICM Awards, too, man, because you're hosting that.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. So I'll see you there, too.
We're going to hang out a lot here.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll hang out a lot here.
And at Bo's Extravaganza. I want to invite people to that as well. So,
come on out. That's April 6th and 7th. Remember, we got car jumps. We've got music. We've got a carnival for the kids. We've got Kid Rock on an acoustic guitar, which you're never going to have that opportunity again. Right. And, of course, there's me.
Yeah. Well, that's the best part right there, man.
We've got parking and snow cones, and it's just great. We're going to have a big, big time. So come on out and enjoy yourself.
John, thank you again, man. I appreciate it. I'll see you Friday, brother.
You've got it. All right, my friend.
All
right,
man.
Have a great day.
Good night.
Bye.
That is John Schneider right there, man. What a cool dude. The Morning Show continuing on HLE Radio, your home for Christian country music.